Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money at Menards.
This was probably my favorite cartoon as a kid growing up.
Easily.
Oh, all the time, man.
All day, every day.
I haven't seen a second of it in probably 19 to 20 years.
Do you want to talk about like a quarter of my life and where it's been wasted? We're talking about the
fast food restaurants?
No, we're talking about the video game.
Oh.
Based on this.
Yep.
Hours upon hours.
DuckTales
upon,
game?
Yes.
Yeah, the
days
Nintendo
upon,
game.
At weeks upon months.
Chris Cabin, when you put the quarter in, it goes into Scrooge McDuck's vault. It's like a Goldberg machine
care.
All the
I
way
was
to
an
his
addict,
house.
Eric, you don't understand this.
This is why at the end of the show we ask, were you embarrassed watching this? And I think I know what the answer is going to be.
All around the horn, probably.
That Scrooge McDuck's an asshole, huh?
He's a shit.
Yeah, no, he's a real big asshole.
I didn't remember him being such a fucking monster.
I think I remembered it a little bit, but he's like a lovable monster. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you're. It's like when you.
It's like a Gordon Gecko.
It's like if your grandpa says something racist or something.
Like, oh, Grandpa,
he's a lovable shitheel.
Welcome to Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside the whole gang, Christopher Cabin, Eric Siska, and Steven Sadek. We're talking, of course, about DuckTales. The episode...
Life is like a hurricane, motherfucker.
Oh, big time.
And it's coming right
it's
at you.
Fucking hit you in waves. You better be ready for it.
DuckTales.
The
your 30s are like a hurricane.
You've got no money. Make the rent or sleep on the street. It's your choice, yeah. Middle class is dead.
It's all an oligarchy.
Your degree ain't worth shit.
See, because it's all fucking family names. You're not a McDuck, you're not McShit.
You ain't shit in this town.
Yeah.
The episode in question is the uncrashable Hindon Tannic. It's a real classy name.
Too soon for both, man.
Originally airing December the 8th, 1987. Yeah, real class act title, Disney. You fucking scumbags.
That's like, it's DuckTales. You know that episode, 9/11 O' Cost? Fucking great one, a classic.
Yeah, it was a classic episode. I remember that one. I replay that one. It's like the Mr. Plow Simpsons episode. It's the best of them all.
You know, that one episode they did there, Khmer Rouge Hurricane Katrina. So this episode is about Scrooge makes a bet with Glumgool where he's going to start any business, and he says he can make any business make money. And
it's a million-dollar bet,
million-dollar bet in 1987, let's just, in duck dollars.
I don't know what duck dollars is exactly. It could be like yen. It could be not that much money.
It's strands of yak hair.
The yen's doing all right, right?
Yeah.
It's more like the Chinese yuan.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's
what Steve meant.
Sure.
Sure.
No, it's like a fucking $5 bill in Greece.
I was once on the train, because we live in a very Greek neighborhood.
Very, right? Yeah.
And there was this dude like on the phone with his wife, very Greek guy, and it was all during the turmoil happening in Greece.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't care. Take the passports and you burn them. It's like, what if, I don't think it's that dire yet. You can hold on to that.
I mean, if you want to hide them under a mattress...
put them in a book, maybe, fine.
I don't
What's,
know.
What damage are they doing
I
to you?
I don't know. I think that guy might have done it or something.
Done it.
He was the economic cataclysm that hit Greece.
Yeah, oh, so, man. I mean, I guess apparently, like, Scrooge just got burned on some tire sale that went wrong or something.
Well, no, he didn't get burned. Glumgool got
Glumgool
burned.
Glumgool wanted him to get burned, and then he turned it into a swing.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
He's the episode starts with Glumgool, like, jerking off in his car because he thinks he's finally...
in front of the McDuck Mansion.
Because he thinks he's
Is this
finally...
happiness?
He's finally got Scrooge in a right where he wants him because he's like, ack! I just sold McDuck a useless lot of tires. Let's see him turn a profit on that. And, like, he stops jerking off and he looks out the window of the car and he's turned the tire piles into, like, tire swings and sold them to this entire neighborhood.
But I just now, I can't stop thinking about, like, what it must have been like the original deal. He just comes up in this used truck full of tires and he just dumps them on his lawn.
And I guess this is just, like, I don't think that this is the first time Scrooge and Glumgool have done this, where it's sure. like, I bet no. you can't make money on that. Like, that's how these maniacs have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's bunch like of sickos.
The only thrill left, right?
See if you can make this turn a profit.
It's not just about turning a profit. It's about besting other millionaires.
Yeah. Just for the shit of it, too.
See you at the sex club, McDuck.
When we watch that hamster get stepped on by a pair of high heels.
In Duckburg, there's definitely Eyes Wide Shut type of shit.
Oh, yep. You know it. You Bung. Know it.
The password is Fidelio. Oh, sorry.
It's got to be a duck version.
McFideliquack.
It's definitely Fideliquack, dude. That's how you get into the Duckburg orgies.
Sidney Paul Quack is there.
Dude,
Tom Goose.
I bet you that's where Donald is most of the time.
Wait. Chick Hole Kidman? They're all there.
That girl needed to die. I'm sorry. She's a nobody. I don't know what you're getting so upset about.
Boom, 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 boom.
Listen, and then he takes the most expensive McDuck cab ride from the city out to the suburbs.
All got masks on. I can't.
They're all duck masks, though. They all have bills. So the
Darwing Duck.
Oh, he's Darkwing the leader
Duck.
Of the whole
Darkwing
thing.
Darkwing Duck, sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, he's getting it. Yeah.
So, like, it's, I don't know, like, he's like, oh, yes, foiled me this time, Scrooge. But I bet you $1 million you can't make money on this venture. And he's like, just, you know, name it, motherfucker. Because I'm Scrooge McDuck and I'm fucking owning this shit.
Absolutely.
Make it rain in here.
So
yeah, I told you we won't stop. Yeah, I told you we won't stop.
So in between making it rain, the stipulations are as such. He has to make this business fly, which is the unsinkable, what are they calling
the unsinkable Hindentannic, I believe.
Hindentannic,
right.
Yes.
Which is just, it's a big blimp with a house underneath it.
It looks like a chili pepper when it's a blimp.
Yeah, it looks like an old football.
It's like a Chili's advertisement.
And he has to make this thing fly, and he's got to get people to come and, you know, use it as transit, and that's going to be the successful business.
So he gets there. He brings his butler. What's the butler's name? Did anyone get a read on this butler? I forget.
Oh, I forgot.
God, it's a dog. That's all I know.
Yeah, fuck a dog. You serve that duck.
Yeah, by the way, the dogs are like a subspecies this thing, because everyone who's hard up for a buck is a dog. It's
This dog is about to kill people for McDuck.
Right. Well,
on like more than one occasion.
Exactly. Because he's like been taken in by the duck, and he will fight tooth and nail to stay with the duck in that palace. Meanwhile, you got the Beagle Boys. Out there can't get a fucking working class wage,
so they're forced to start robbing banks.
Exactly. Sure. And do you blame him? I don't. I say the whole system's a fraud.
It's this duck oligarchy, dude. That's all it is.
Viva revolution or something.
The Quacker Lucian.
I was trying to think of one, but I didn't. Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you don't recall from the cartoon, and this was something I didn't remember because I watched it as a little boy, but like Scrooge McDuck is the biggest asshole.
He's a dick.
And he's cheap as shit, God. Which I also didn't remember.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a Scottish joke. That's the thing. Like,
are they famous cheaps?
Yeah, that's like an old thing.
Is it a famous stereotype?
Yeah, like Scottish people are cheap. That's why both him and Glomgold, although in the comic strip that this is based off of, originally Glomgold was South African, but they were like,
oh boy, yeah, that would have been tough.
No,
wow.
I mean, that's probably what Walt Disney would have wanted.
Look, we have to make this cartoon the way Walt would have wanted it. We all know how he felt about that.
I don't think that we want to bring duck apartheid into this.
It's already there, though. Duckburg is already there.
Yeah,
it's already happened.
But it was another fun accent to do.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe Scottish too.
So they're both Scottish, which is famously cheap. Whatever.
They get this business going, but in Scrooge McDuck's famous cheapery, instead of hiring a professional crew to fly this blimp restaurant.
Yeah.
He just hires his family.
He enslaves his family. I don't think anyone's getting any money.
Like, working. They're working.
Butler is just like, sir, I don't think this turkey will fly at all. And he's like, do you know how fucking close you are to getting fired right now?
Dude,
like, he breaks and he
snaps at this dog butler.
Besides, I mean, this is also like a death trap. It's named after the two worst disasters of the time, right?
You know what? That Flintheart's an asshole.
Yeah.
That Glomgold, fuck him. I don't care if this is a death trap. I'm getting in the air, and then we'll see what's what.
Do you think he's willing to die in the face of having a failed business?
No, but he's willing to let everyone else die.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got like a jetpack or something stashed away.
Don't worry about him.
He's got a Gundam.
Yeah. Do not worry about Scrooge McDuck.
He's got, so we cut to, like, news is going around the town. Glumgold's pissed off, so he decides to infiltrate. And there's a glorious swan duck.
Swan song.
Swan song. And it's
just Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. Yes, and her butler, Quax, who's a pig, by the way. And I don't remember there being pigs in this show.
I didn't remember it either, but he stripped of his pig name, his swine heritage, and given a duck name, dude. Yeah. He's just called Quack. So he's just there, like, helping this old duck on, and she's doing this, like, well, of course I don't need a ticket because everyone remembers me as a movie star. Nope. Instead, she has to pretend to be a, like, medical patient who's getting a beak transplant.
This is disgusting.
It's so gross.
And here comes this mummy.
Why would you? This is a luxury cruise liner. What are you talking about? Medical transport.
Yeah, get this guy on a plane. Get
Scrooge McDuck's helicopter.
But this guy, it's disturbing because this guy's got no mouth.
It's really gross. Yeah. And so that's how she, like, stows away, I think.
We also get, because kids, here's the thing. This is a show for kids.
Yep.
You know what kids love? Carl Sagan jokes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, dude. Out the ass.
What is it? Carl Sagander is his name?
Oh, probably.
It is actually Carl Sagander. Don't worry.
Carl Sagander, who? Carl Sagander, Frank Welker.
Oh, of course.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's.
I saw the name in the credits.
He's doing Professor Carl Sagander.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
More
this,
than what?
Like, drunk pilot that Scrooge hires. He's Frank Welker is also Captain.
Oh, the moron who makes them get lost.
Captain Farley Foghorn.
Frank Welker has a vault like Scrooge McDuck.
He does.
Right?
He's got a lucky
swims
penny.
Around in a pile of money. Lucky dime.
He's got a lucky dime from this time. This guy, like, was like, hey, kid, give me a funny voice or I'm going to kill you. He's like, I don't know. I could do Daffy Duck, I guess.
He definitely liquidated at least $5 million into pennies.
just put them
in, like, I don't know, some swimming pool somewhere. Mm.
Was it some stupid Family Guy joke where someone tries to do the Scrooge McDuck dive and they just, like, break their neck? What's that from?
I mean, it's from something.
That sounds like
sounds
a stupid
like
Family Guy.
Like, think of the most obvious joke there is. It's a Family Guy joke.
Or Ted 2 now.
Oh, my God.
Now in theaters.
By the way.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Dude, tell him what Mark Wahlberg gets covered in.
Oh, semen.
Yeah, well, that's all over.
Wait, Tom Brady's?
No, but they do, like, spend a lot of time talking about his penis. Like, it's rampant cock humor.
That's what you want.
boy.
So we're in the air. This, like, drunk pilot is
well,
there.
Well, because Launchpad gets fucking fired in front of everybody.
Oh, man. It is humiliating. This guy is a doormat to the McDuck Empire.
Launchpad is doing this thing where he's writing this guy. He's supposed to write Hindin Tanic. He writes Hindin Panic. And, you know, fucking Scrooge is like, you know what, worthless shitbag, you're done, you're through. And he's like, but I just want to fly your planes, Mr. McD.
Oh, man, Mr. McD.
Yeah.
You know what? That shortening of an adult's last name to just the first initial, oh, and it's all because of the Fonz with the Mr. C. I hate that shit.
It's fucking Mr. McDuck. Yeah. Launchpad.
And you know what? He doesn't correct him as much as he should. Let me just say that.
You're going to go and you're going to hold a tray on my fucking blimp.
Well,
he makes him a janitor.
He does it. He goes, oh, Mr. McD, this is humiliating. He goes, like, clean it up. And he's
this
like,
guy's got a pilot's license. He saved your life countless times.
He'd take a bullet for you.
His fucking name is Launchpad.
Well, here's the question. It's Scrooge McDuck, right? And Launchpad McQuack?
So oh, this is like you think that's
a Scottish-Irish situation?
Oh, I don't know,
oh,
dude.
There's some bad blood there, maybe.
Yeah. The Klansman.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Oh, is the butler's name Duckworth?
What?
Isn't the butler's name Duckworth?
It is Duckworth. Weird.
It's another dog, dude. What is going on?
You know what? That's why the Beagle Boys went to jail, because they wouldn't change their names to the Feather Boys.
Right.
Like, no,
yeah.
we're Beagles, motherfucker.
Listen, it's time to honestly break down this society and rebuild.
Dude,
this is
Duckburg
just
is corrupt as shit.
It is. It's called fucking Duckburg. How can a fucking dog get a fair shake in a place called Duckburg?
And heaven forbid if you're a pig. I think that's why there's only one left. Because this old lady's being nice to it.
And you and Huey, Dewey, and Louie are like, ah, boy, a pig got on our plane. You're in the wrong fucking cabin, pig!
Uncle Donald. It's like a fucking Ewok, these things.
I hate these fucking voices so much.
I never noticed until today how terribly annoying this was.
Because everyone as a kid sounded almost like that.
you're totally right.
So it didn't
right.
sound too different.
It's just so terrible. They were all voiced by a lady named Russie Taylor. She also did Webigail Vanderquack.
Oh, AKA also, Frank Welker.
Yes. I was going to say it was a pseudonym for Frank Welker.
A pen, a knob de plume.
Actually, this picture of her on IMDb looks like she could be related to Frank Welker.
Sure. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, shit's just started going wrong, right? Because it's the fucking Hindin Tanic and nothing can go right, right?
Yeah, who saw that coming?
And also, you have no... The pilot is drunk. You've got no fucking engineers on this thing because you're so goddamn cheap.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
It's a disaster waiting to happen. The bellboys are Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah, and they're not seeing a dime.
No,
guaranteed.
And you also have, like, Quackin' Tarantino.
Oh, this guy.
Filming, like, everything because he's going to make a movie out of it.
Yeah, I don't know who that director is really supposed to be referencing. It's 1987. I think it's just supposed to be, like, a
general
rando
like,
Hollywood.
He's got a mustache and a beret because it's, like, a director stereotype from 1905.
It's also, yeah. like, very loosely, like, a late in life Groucho Marx, kind of like when he'd be on like the Dick Cavett show.
Yeah,
like it kind of looks like that a little yeah. bit, but right. also so Scrooge McDuck isn't going to shell out money to hire like a crew to pilot this thing, but you better believe he's hired some a literal lounge lizard to be like singing these tunes, crooning people in the dining room or whatever. You know, prioritize this shit. You need people to fly this thing. It's a giant balloon filled with hydrogen.
Put the guy named Launchpad in a pilot scenario. The man's name's I just don't understand how you don't know that shit.
Well, he's thrust into that later, right?
Yeah.
Because the propeller yeah. stops working. Thank God you got this guy to save your life again, save
and
your business.
The drunkard can no longer do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. The pilot jumps out of the plane and parachutes to safety. Well, what's weird is they're like, oh, no, it's an asteroid field or something.
I was like, oh, meteor shower.
Yeah.
Which is just as irregular, by the way. The world would stop. Does this happen at Duckburg a lot?
I don't know, but there's like pink chunks of shit falling from the sky all of a sudden.
That's, you know, it's probably the world of DuckTales, like the Earth is about to hit that cataclysm and these rich, greedy old white ducks won't fucking pay for science advancements and progress.
Dude, I read something yesterday, funny enough.
About rich white ducks?
Oh, yeah, dude. No, about how, like, NASA is trying to get people hip to this idea of, like, hey, we might want to think about this one that's kind of coming soon.
Yeah, hashtag, hey, give a shit.
Yeah. No, totally. They're talking about, like, how some factions of scientists want to, like, send a nuke in it, like fucking Armageddon or Deep Impact.
Oh, and the other ones want to land on it? Drill?
No, the other ones, because what the other party says is, like, if you blow it up, it might not blow up big enough,
yeah,
like Deep Impact, yeah, actually, right, and it'll still fuck things up. But what these other people want to do is just gently push it off course so it misses Earth, mm-hmm, and it's some alien's problem. But you read things like that, dude, and you're like, wow, we could just go at any second.
Sure.
Why not? So anyway, this plane could go at any second, or this dirigible, excuse me.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Are we in a Mario Brothers situation? Is this a world evolved to ducks? Is that what's going on?
Yep, I
think
so.
I believe so. That's, mm-hmm, that's where
instead
we're
of humans, in. It's ducks. Okay.
The right. only time they ever encountered humans was on that drug special we covered on this show.
Oh, yeah.
When Huey and Dewey Louie saw the kid that had reefer madness.
So what happened to the real humans? Like when they were Neanderthals, like the ducks just like bashed all their heads in?
Yeah, the ducks took over.
Drowned them, I think.
Drowned them all.
Drowned them good.
Then they fucking put a collar on all the dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Scrooge McDuck is Robert Durst?
Yep.
I killed them all, of course.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say Scrooge McDuck as Michael Fassbender.
Oh, man, he goes to Mrs. Beakley. What's the lady's name?
Mrs. Beakley, I think.
Mrs. Beakley. He goes to Mrs. Beakley's house and shoots her in the fucking head. She knows about what happened 25 years ago.
And then Mrs. Beakley's alternative son with earrings later finds out that this dude that he was friendly with actually probably killed his mom.
And he notices these letters both misspelled Duckburg.
With a U instead of an E.
Scrooge McDuck's taking a piss on the candy counter at a CVS checkout.
He's definitely done that. Probably yell, I could buy and sell all you.
Yeah, he goes, now clean it up.
He kills his pig neighbor in Galveston, Texas. Got away with it too because he had all that duck money.
He turned him into barbecue.
It's not even he's not even a duck. What does it matter?
I mean, so shit's going wrong.
This thing's going down in flames.
It is. And like, oh fucking Glomgold's dressed like a chic.
Oh, right. He sneaks on. It's a stowaway. It's your favorite.
It's my fucking least favorite trope in anything. And he's wearing sunglasses, but also has like the duckbill glasses as well. It's like, you idiot. And his name is like Atukafook from fucking something or other, and it's real bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's not Carbamia from Transformers, but it's bad, whatever it is.
I think Casey Kasem was scheduled to be on the episode. He's like, well, fuck that.
Oh, no. Looks like we got a Carbamia case all over again. For the last fucking time, clean up these cartoon scripts.
Good night and good luck.
So at one point, I don't remember where this comes into the logic thread, but they're like, hey, Uncle Scrooge, you know what rises? Hot air. So they just start a fire in the middle of this dining room?
Is this not also when they call the fat duck woman
Mrs.
over
Beakley?
To balance out the ship?
Yes, they're like, oh, you get the back fatty.
God,
just grapple onto
this. Madness.
Dude, he is
such like the Lord of the Flies.
Dude, he is such an abusive employer. It's not even funny.
And now the Hollywood guy is starting to film all this madness because it's like, whoa, fucked up shit's happening.
Well, he's like the cameraman in a found footage movie. He's like, I gotta keep filming. You're like, why?
Well, because it's Frankenstein's army.
Oh, man, that movie can eat a whole river of farts.
Oh, it's a dog shit movie.
I turned it off. Yes. Turned it right off. And Launchpad is out on the side of the plane trying to fix it. He's like, ah, whatever you want, Mr. McD. Thanks for promoting me from janitor.
Hey, Mr. McD, if I get us out of this jam, you think I can finally get some health insurance for my family?
And then he gets hit by the meteor shower, and it's like Peter Weller right before he becomes RoboCop.
Okay, when he gets shot to death?
Yeah.
When Clarence Boddicker gets
he just gets riddled with meteors.
I was like, where are you going with this? I thought you were going to talk about Naked Lunch.
So, yeah, he's just trying to get this thing going and whatever.
He kind of saves the day.
The
fucking flaming pile they make in the middle of this plane doesn't do a whole lot of goddamn good.
No. Just
idiot
sets it on
ducks.
Fire.
Also, why can't they fly? Get out. Just fly out.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, I think this goes to your theory about duck evolution.
Oh, they've evolved out of it.
Right, so they don't do that anymore.
Oh, wow, that's a shame.
That's why they need to have Launchpad to fly helicopters and dirigibles all over the place. So, yeah.
No gyro duck in this and no beagle boys. I was a bit disappointed. I was happy not to see Duncan, that fat idiot.
Oh, I hated Duncan. Duncan was the worst, but Gyro Duck was like later in the show.
And it was a real like, let's make a spinoff situation, even though it didn't happen. Like every episode, right. Gyro's getting him out of some jam. He was RoboCop.
Yeah. And it was a thing where it was like, every time he appeared on this show, it was a backdoor pilot for
him. Yeah, yes, exactly.
And they just kept him hanging on. And then went and made Darkwing Duck instead, I guess. Did Darkwing Duck ever appear on...
Yeah, there was another backdoor pilot. I was like, oh, hey, Darkwing Duck.
Oh, yeah. Because
Launchpad was on there. He was his number two.
Yeah, thank God they just took him away.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? I think I could make money in some other city. Like actual cash.
Yeah, he's got to go work for a criminal.
Vigilante.
He can't get a fair shake out of this quote-unquote respectable business.
Did Darkwing Duck take place in Duckburg, though?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while. That might be a stay tuned
Absolutely.
On AD. Sure, why not?
Duck them.
Nothing is sacred, you know?
Yeah, no, of course not. Why would it
be? They crash into an iceberg, of course.
Hardy, har.
Because that, hundreds of people lost their lives that way. That's funny.
Yeah, it's really tickling my ribs. I mean, this is 1987. You still had some of those survivors alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Oh, what, my little grandchildren, let's watch this DuckTales. What?
Those motherfuckers.
Or I'm going to write a stern letter to Walt Disney himself.
Joey, Tommy, why is Grandfather crying upstairs?
We watched him DuckTales. It was hilarious.
You know the mystery they
I
never...
I can still see their faces in the water.
Hey, Grandpa, was it this funny when you were on the Titanic?
The Titanic just arrived.
Speaking of stupid things nobody wanted. So that's the... Oh, the biggest ridiculous ending, though, is so all this happens, and remember that guy's been filming all of this.
Sure.
Cut to the movie premiere of this guy's documentary of this tragedy.
Well, because Glomgold comes out and is like, oh, you fucking lost, you dumb duck. And he's like, you owe me $1 million. And Scrooge is like, who cares?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I can wipe my fucking duck ass with that.
Totally. He pulled it out of the front of his pants and just threw it out. Well, actually, they're not wearing, none of them are wearing pants.
You don't wear pants. It's a cultural thing. He's just like, whatever.
Wait, do the dogs wear pants? The butler does,
the
right?
Butler the butler does have pants. Yeah. The Launchpad does have pants, TBH.
That's true.
Do the Beagle Boys?
The Beagle Boys have pants. They got, like, gray sweatpants that they wear.
Maybe it's, like, it's a classist thing. Like, the poor people have to wear pants.
That could be.
And then the rich people are just like, I don't care. I'll wave my dick in your face.
I'm a rich little duck.
Watch my ass.
I can do anything I want because of who my dad is. Do you know who my fucking father is?
I guess it would be grandfather in this case.
Yeah, or whatever.
Well, no, they're all Uncle Scrooge, Uncle Donald. Their father's fucking dead. I don't know who the father is, but he's Uncle Scrooge and Uncle Donald. There's no
yeah.
father.
Wow. That's crazy.
Last name's McDuck. You know, I said love me ducks. You need me to fucking spell it for you. And we could buy and sell your ass.
You know these goddamn little assholes are giving someone a dressing down like that.
Oh, you know it, dude. Starting with that dog butler and Miss Beaksley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Beaksley's got an earful.
It's not your fucking name on this building. Duckworth, did you just call me Huey? Hey, get back here. I'm Louie, you motherfucking asshole. Henceforth to be named Sir. I could have you killed. I stand to inherit that entire vault.
I don't know. Something stupid happens as a movie premiere.
They're all dressed to the nines.
Right. That's the thing, is that's how they were able to turn a profit on it, because it became a successful movie of Scrooge's disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just.
So how is that a win?
It's the footage of the Hindenburg, basically.
It's America, Andrew. The rich can't fail. We won't let them fail. We can't let them fail.
Oh, man. Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Incredibly. Yeah, I mean, I just kind of... I guess I remember this show being smart for some reason or something. Like,
or coherent. Funny.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is all the jokes are like... It's Sunset Boulevard jokes. It's Titanic jokes. It's Carl Sagan jokes.
Who is that for?
Who is that for is the question.
The writers. I mean, I assume
the 90-year-old
the guys who just think like, oh, I'm going to get him with this one. And like, it just doesn't work. I was incredibly embarrassed watching this. I don't know. I was like, I don't remember half the voice. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know that Scrooge McDuck was Scottish.
You didn't know Scrooge McDuck was Scottish?
I didn't. No. I knew Glumgool like was.
There are dumb kids out there.
I just remember a voice. I don't remember anything about it. Like, and rewatching it, I was just like, oh my God, it all sucks. And those three kids are annoying as piss.
Yeah. You know, I really loved the show growing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back, it's like, you know, maybe it doesn't hold up. It was pretty, it was pretty embarrassing. Also, just because of how dumb the plot was. I was a little disappointed in this duck adventure.
Yeah, I was embarrassed, man. And I was sadly embarrassed because I loved this. I will say this, though. Anyone out there who buys like the online downloadable video games, they redid the DuckTales game with like better graphics.
How is that?
It's fun as hell. It's the same game. It's the exact same game, but yeah, just like beefed up graphics-wise.
That was a great game.
It was. It was a really great game, and the download's pretty cool, too. This is terrible. And I don't think I forgot about you, motherfucking full-length movie of this shit. You're coming on to We Hate Movies Prime one of these days.
Your podcast don't make money. Sally Mae doesn't think you're funny.
Oh, man, that is animation damnation. If you want more information about AD or WHM Prime, check out our website, WHMpodcast.com, or find us on SideshowNetwork.tv. This is indeed the season finale of Animation Damnation.
Oh, I should mention that we are doing a listener request month again. So we'll be doing an animation request month again. We'll probably be pumping this on Twitter. But yes, please write into the mailbag. WeAllHateMovies@gmail.com. The cutoff will be August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
What the rules are as follows. Please send a link to the episode you want. It has to be on YouTube or has to be on Netflix.
Right.
Or Hulu as well will work. Just let us know where it is so we can find it. We can't buy DVDs. We're not doing that.
Let me just say, and I don't mean to, drop a little, hint here or anything, I just want everybody to know that there was a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure cartoon.
There totally
it
was.
Does exist, and that's all I wanted anybody to know.
So
that's all.
Your name, all your emails will be marked to print because you're writing to us.
Right.
Your name, where you're from, why you want to do an episode, and a link to the episode. And as of August 18th, we'll find a good one. Maybe one or two. We'll probably do two.
Probably do two, and those will be airing in September when We Hate Movies returns to the airwaves. Until then, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
Take it easy.